Riley Digital Media explores the future of audio, video, and photography. Each show brings you insights from leading experts. Learn more by visiting digitalmedia.oreilly.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Brodnitz. I'm the general manager for digital media at O'Reilly. And today I get to turn the tables on Derek Story, our evangelist, who's more commonly heard interviewing folks here because Derek's got something pretty unusual coming up, and I wanted to just ask him a couple questions about it. I understand, Derek, you are getting packed and getting your visa together. Is that all correct?
That is correct. And I just wanted to mention, Dan, that when you turned the table, you actually hit my knee a little bit here. So so I guess that's a bad thing about being tall. And I am going to be one of the taller people probably hanging around in Beijing. Yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm actually have an assignment at the Olympic. And it's part of because of who I am. I'm not just a photographer. I'm not just a writer. I'm not just a podcaster. So people think, hey, we can bring Derek and we can leave two people at home. I think that's the way it's working here. And of course, then I have to work 3 8-hour shifts.
And how did this all come about? How does one get to go to the Beijing Olympics?
The machinery in the media center, in the official media center at the Olympics, will be Macintoshes. And they'll be running a variety of photo software, including Aperture. And so then they're going, you know, Apple's going, wow, we'd really like to have people there that, you know how these things work, and especially people that can talk photography to photographers. And so when you start narrowing that list down, then there's probably about, 8 or 10 of us that, where they said, wow, this is a good photographer. He can blog for us. He knows Aperture. He knows how Macs work. He can talk to other photographers. And I think that's how you end up on that list.
And speaking of blogging, are you hoping to document your adventures as you go along here?
Oh, this is what I do, right? This is what I love to do. And I especially love the story within the story, or, the behind the scenes stuff. So while, I may or may not get to be out there shooting the U.S. basketball team. Who knows? Because I don't know the sort of access I'm going to have and what my duties will be. But I do know that I'll be talking to people who took pictures of the U.S. Olympic basketball team and who did all sorts of other things. And I know they're going to have interesting stories. And they're photographers, so I'm interested in them. And so I think that it's going to be interesting for me to see the Olympics, not only through my eyes, but through the eyes of all these other people who do this for a living. And I just think it's a really lucky assignment.
I'm just curious myself what kind of infrastructure they're going to have set up there, what sort of resources photographers will have.
Well, this is a good question because I know that we're going to have computers and I know there'll be software on them and I know there'll be bandwidth because they'll have to, get their shots out to the world. And beyond that, I have to tell you, I got my bags packed and that's about all I know. I literally have a plane ticket. I have my documentation for a visa, so they'll let me into the country, and I have a media pass, and that's it. And beyond that, I show up, and we'll find out what I'm doing from there.
So you and I have talked about this a bit, but I know I'm going to be trying to follow you on your venture. Maybe you could also just let folks know how you'll be documenting it and where they can track you down.
There's a couple different places I'm going to do this. One, I thought for if I have phone connectivity or, any sort of cellular connectivity, which I'm hoping I will. I'm bringing two different types of phones. I'm bringing a regular GSM phone, 4-band, and I'm hoping to get a card there at the Beijing airport, that I can put into it so I can have connectivity that way. And then I'll bring an iPhone also, and who knows, how that's all going to work out. But I'm hoping to be able to post on Twitter for the sort of the real-time stuff. I'm on Twitter as, Derek underscore story. So I'll be doing that as much as possible. And then I'll also be posting to two blog sites for sure. One is the O'Reilly Digital Media site, and probably most specifically in the photography area of that site. And then also on the Digital Story, which is my own blog. And I think among the three of those places, I should have a nice mix of things.
So I know you're not sure how much you'll get to actually get on the field, but you've got to put some thought, I'm sure, into what gear you'll be bringing. And I'm curious what's going to be, what's in the bag that you take to Beijing?
You know, this is a great question, and this is actually one of my favorite parts of travel is getting ready. And I actually start about 2 weeks before I actually have to leave, and then I test it, right? I live with it for those 2 weeks, and I go, oh, I can't believe I forgot that cord, right? Because I'd rather find that out here than, you know, overseas. So I have – my thinking this time is that all of my gear has to go in one bag that I can carry because – I don't think I'm going to have places to leave equipment. You know, I think it's going to be me and maybe some clean socks and that's it, right? So the things that I have to have with me are some type of computer. Not so much, I mean, I can use computers in the media center for uploading stuff, but just to run my own pictures and so forth. And then digital camera gear. And then audio recording gear. So those are the three things that I really need to have. So I'm going to take my little MacBook, my little white MacBook, because it's the smallest and lightest of all my computers.
Is that the old G3 or the G4?
No. This is an Intel MacBook. So, with 4 gigabytes of RAM. So
that's a silly question, isn't it? Yeah. I had a G3 that was that size that I loved just because it was so portable. That size I think is a little underappreciated.
It is, and it's a wonderful size. And actually, I use it a fair amount in my studio just for email and so forth. I have it hooked up to a big screen. But I love when I need to carry it in my camera bag, this is when I really love this computer because it's so light. And it doesn't do a bad job at all in terms of horsepower. And then for my digital SLR, I'm taking a Canon 5D, which is my go-to camera. That was a no-brainer, but the lenses were tough because on a shoot where I don't have weight constrictions, I'll take 7 or 8 lenses, and I just can't do that this time. So the lenses that I'm taking are my 70 to 200 millimeter zoom, and that's the F4. It's the Canon F4L. That is a beautiful lens. It just makes me look like a better photographer than I really am. And in case I get out to one of the venues and I need a little bit more reach, then I have the 1.4 converter magnifier. So then that way, that basically changes that lens into a 280 millimeter lens. So that gives me a little bit more reach. And then I am taking a monopod because it's very important to be able to steady the camera. And instead of a ball head, which I hate, I have actually, I don't know if you've ever used one of these, but they're lovely. It's called a tripod ring. And the lens actually goes in here. And this mounts on the unipod. And then that way you just loosen this and you can just rotate the camera back and forth. But the main thing is the camera's really balanced on there because, you know, it puts it at the center, so the weight is distributed. And it's very light. So I'll have this on a monopod with the camera mounted, and that's a really nice rig. It's very light. And then I'm going to take a very wide lens, and that's a 16 to 35 because, you know, the Olympics is big, and I want to be able to capture that, but I also may be in some tight quarters, and so I want to be able to do that. And then I may be shooting some existing light, you know, and I don't want to have to pull out a flash. So my third lens is going to be a 50 millimeter f1.4. It's a very fast Sigma lens, actually. It's the only non-Canon lens I have in my arsenal. And I figure between those three lenses, I should be able to capture everything.
That's actually that's a great segue because I know you've taken a bunch of sports photography, and I saw that great gallery you did recently when you were down at the I think it was the Bank of the West tennis event.
Yes, at Stanford University.
Yeah, those were beautiful, and just made me wonder going into this event. You know, what guidelines do you try to follow yourself to get the best results when you're trying to capture sports events?
Sport photography is fun. I love it. There's a couple things. A lot of it's like retail. So location, you know, the best location that you can get. Usually I try not to fall in love with the first place that I find, right? I'll do some shooting there and then I'll keep looking. Sometimes you're very limited by what the site officials will give you, but you can usually push the edges a little bit. So I'm always looking for that unique angle. Maybe go to the top of the stands and shoot with spectators in front of you and play with it. Second thing is when you're actually shooting the action is learn how to anticipate because the best autofocus camera in the world and all the electronics in the world still isn't as good as being able to anticipate the shot and capture it. And a lot of times, like for instance, when I was shooting tennis, it's very important if you can to have the ball in the frame. And so that takes a little bit of practice. And you just really have to get, you have to know when to push the shutter. And then the third thing is have the right equipment. And for instance, you can't go out there, even if you have a long telephoto lens, if you don't have it mounted to a monopod and you don't have the right kind of bracketing system, you know, for it, and it's maybe not a fast enough lens or a responsive enough lens, you're going to be challenged. So you do want to have the right equipment. And a lot of photographers forget that you can rent equipment for just a weekend or a few days or a week. And it'll give you the right thing if you have an opportunity to shoot a special event. So I would say location, timing, and then having the right equipment are the three keys.
Probably a little bit of things aligning such that you can also get a ticket to Beijing would also be a good tip.
Yes, and those media passes come in handy for the location part. They do.
Well, we're all really excited for you, Derek. I think this is going to be a genuine once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I appreciate you taking the time as you're getting ready to go to share a little bit of insight with us. And I know we're all looking forward to watching your travels from afar and wishing you well on this exciting trip.
Thank you. And I have every expectation you'll be hearing from me from Beijing. I hope so. And if not, I will show up back on your doorstep a few weeks later.
That's reassuring. Okay. Thanks a lot, Derek.
Take care now.
This show was produced and is copyrighted by O'Reilly Media. For more podcasts, tutorials, reviews, weblogs, tips, and tricks, visit O'Reilly Digital Media at digitalmedia.oreilly.com.